In Ohio, some livestock farmers are looking to the solar industry to keep their operations going. So far this year, over 24 utility-scale solar farms have been approved. WYSO's Alejandro Figueroa reports for the Ohio Newsroom about how those solar projects could benefit farmers.
Amanda Wilson and her husband, Brady Kerwan, are walking down a grassy slope on their farm. We're making our way to their herd of sheep. It's quiet until we get closer to a 7-acre plot they're grazing.
They're usually pretty scared of strangers.
Really?
And you're pretty calm, so they're...
Yeah.
There's about 120 of them fenced in. They've also got 70 more down the road at a friend's farm. Kerwan and Wilson run Old Dutch Hops in Highland County. And at first, they grew hops and had some sheep to manage weeds.
And they did pretty well at that. The hop plants didn't end up doing very well overall. I think we're too low a latitude for that.
So in 2017, they switched to raising lamb for market instead. And within the past few years, they've been steadily growing the herd.
Last year, this time, we had about 60 sheep total. But then once we got the contract to graze solar, then we realized we would need a lot more sheep more quickly than we could grow, like, naturally. Yeah. So that's what we started buying.
That contract Wilson is referring to is an agreement to graze a 150-acre solar farm in Warren County to power the Cincinnati Zoo. It's currently under construction, as are over 24 other utility-scale solar projects across Ohio. Those are much bigger, ranging from hundreds to thousands of acres, and the solar companies that own them need a plan to manage weeds and shrubs. Mowing equipment might be too big to fit between or underneath the solar panels, and it can be expensive too. But sheep fit just fine as they eat just about any type of grass. It's called solar grazing, and it's why farmers like Kerwan and Wilson see potential here.
As these solar farms have started coming in, we started thinking that was probably going to be the future of farming in our area.
It's especially significant for them too, because it means they can expand without having to take on too much debt.
It will allow us to continue growing the herd in a sort of organic way, because here we're out of grass, like we can't keep.
And we certainly can't buy land. Buying land is a pipe dream in this area. It's just impossible.
But despite the potential, some solar projects face several headwinds in Ohio.
When those sites are developed on some of that farmland, it's a really difficult sell to the community. It's hard to get community acceptance and buy-in on a scale that these utility projects are being suggested.
That's Nick Armentrout with the American Solar Grazing Association. He says a big opposing argument against these projects is they take prime farmland out of commission. Some communities argue they don't like how they look. At least 10 counties in Ohio have significantly restricted where utility-scale solar projects can go, effectively banning them. Armentrout says leasing land to solar is more lucrative than renting it to farmers who grow soy or corn. That could make fields scarcer and leasing them more expensive.
That's legit. I get that. We see that too. But the other side of that coin is, when you've got younger, new beginning or marginalized farmers that, hey, we're not afraid to try to farm under solar because, hell, right now we don't have any land access.
He says another issue is the U.S. lamb and wool industry has lagged behind beef, chicken, and pork for years.
We don't have enough animal processing infrastructure, either regionally or nationally. It is a problem, and it would be fantastic if this segment of the market grows where we start to see reinvestment in the critical processing infrastructure.
Kerwan says solar grazing is still a fledgling industry in Ohio, but it can give farmers like him and his wife a chance they otherwise wouldn't have.
It allows us to continue raising animals at a decent wage for ourselves.
That's while keeping Ohio farmland producing food and adding a new crop, solar. I'm Alejandro Figueroa in Dayton.